Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. Joining me now, Whitney Mercis. Whitney, a long day of practice. You guys got a lot of work done today, right?
Yeah, that's not it. I don't think we got most of the stuff in, but there's still a lot more things to do, situations, stuff like that. So we're continuing to get better day in and day out.
What does a guy like you entering his fifth training camp want to get better at every year in training camp? Do you have certain goals for yourself?
Yeah, of course, being more consistent, being the guy, you know, that showing up on film at practice. That's what the coaches are expecting, and just doing all the right things. That's it.
You know, you had said that you had a different mindset heading into camp, and I asked Bill O'Brien about it. He said that you're a self-made man, that you do a lot to keep yourself prepared and in shape, and mentally and physically. Have you done anything different this offseason?
No, not really. Just making sure I'm staying on top of, you know, my massages, therapy on my body, lifting, things like that, stretching, extra stretching because of the number of years that I'm playing in this league and how tough it is on our body. And I've just been staying consistent in that routine and just preparing my body to go through this hard deal in training camp.
So I'm wondering, have you put on some weight this offseason? And I mean that in the nicest way possible because you do look bigger. Did you put on muscle this offseason or are you just doing something different?
Calling me fat right now.
I was trying not to in the most polite way.
No,
you look like you've bulked up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I think so. It's stemming from last season now, just being able to maintain it now, and pretty much just cut up and just make sure I maintain that weight so that I can play at it and be fast.
So today's Shane Leckler's birthday. He's 40. I'm sure you saw his locker.
Oh, man.
Do you see yourself playing until you're 40 in this league?
Woo, man, I don't think so. At my position, no, that's not possible. But if I was a punter, yes.
All right, so training camp question. You're a veteran when it comes to training camp. What's something that is a must-do every year in training camp that you got to pack in your suitcase?
Dang, that's a good question.
You still working on that list?
Yeah, I don't even know. Dang, that's a good question. Put me on the spot. Dang, okay.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Really? Okay, lotion.
Lotion, all right. Because of this heat. I mean, how do you stay? Can you get used to this heat? Is there such thing as acclimating to this weather and playing in it?
No, there's no way you can acclimate to this. You can condition all you want, run. It's different doing football drills and things like that and moving in different ways. And, it gets hot. It gets blistering out here. And so you just got to come out here day in and day out and just get used to it that way.
Well, in a couple more days, you guys will get out of the heat. You're going to go to San Francisco. I'm sure you're really, really looking forward to that. What's your favorite part, I guess, again, when it comes to practicing and scrimmaging against other teams like the Niners and the Saints?
I'd say it's fun to go against other people instead of beating up on each other all the time. So it's like pretty much seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Season's right around the corner after that.
How heated do those practices get?
Well, if you saw Hard Knocks last year, it gets pretty heated. So, but they're not going to have its fight this time around.
No fights this time. You heard it right here from Whitney. All right, thanks so much, Whitney. We'll have more on Texans training camp today when we come back.